Slot from the makers of the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we talk Big Brother season 23 with the Harry Potter twist. I'm Michelle, and much like X, I also have a nephew who really should not look up to me.
Oh my God.
That is so true.
But unfortunately, he does. He loves his Aunt Me.
She knows everything.
I'm Danny, and I'm her nephew's mother.
And I am over it at the moment, but I'm also Amanda.
And I'm Adam, and I'm here for maybe the last time this season. We'll see how next week shakes out.
I was guaranteed that you will not be here, Adam. But we'll see.
I evoked to evict myself.
You e-vote to evict yourself.
I'm so proud of Derek F. He actually learned how to say the word evict.
No. Oh my God.
He had an earpiece in.
He definitely had an earpiece in.
No, on the live feeds this week, he recognized the fact that every single time he says it wrong and went through what he says for everybody.
Oh my God.
No, no. Self-awareness.
Production probably gave, or like the DR was like coaching him for like an hour probably. And he's like, he had to talk to them about that. But
say, for how oblivious he is to his gameplay and the fact that he masterminded this season, he knew that he was e-voting every week.
He knew. He was e-voting.
All right, guys. But first, we need to get sloppy.
But first, bottoms up.
I'll start us off. I'm drinking wine. I know everyone is so shocked by this.
Shocked.
I know. I'm e-shocked.
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 It is a Pinot Noir, which is my fave kind of wine. It's Josh Sellers. This is usually my go-to brand, so that's what I bought. Got it at Walmart.
Does it come out of a box or a can?
A bottle. A can. You said everything but a bottle.
You said Walmart.
Shout out to Walmart. You didn't have a great selection, but you still had my favorite wine. So yay, Walmart. Mish, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking that Busy Life.
Shocker.
Lemon Heart Seltzer. E-shocked. This one's peach lemonade. It's my favorite one.
That sounds pretty good.
They're all lemonades, and my favorite is the peach lemonade. I don't have anything else to say about it. Fuck. Adam, what are you drinking?
Basically also drinking antioxidants, which is, you know, just priming you for it does, power, yeah. All that brain power.
It does say with antioxidant vitamin C from acerola superfruit. I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to live forever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Let's hope not.
I love that last week I was like, it has antioxidants. And this week I was like, it has antioxidants. Obviously, we both just memorize everything about seltzers.
Let's be fair. We do not listen to this podcast. I am sorry for everyone that has to.
Oh my gosh.
I am too. What are you drinking, Adam? Is it vodka?
It is vodka.
E-shocked!
Guys, so Danny, what do you normally drink? I think that you're always like back and forth, so you don't have
a
normal drink.
Yes, I like to change it up. So yeah. Today, I have the Duke Law.
Adam isn't even really talking.
You guys bought my vodka here. It is a sparkling vodka with sparkling water and a little bit of cherry Mio in it.
Oh
and
my
it
is, God. Wait,
is there tasty. Glitter in it? Is there
it
glitter?
Is. No, it's actually really sharp. Glitter like burns when it goes down the throat. I'm starting to think that glitter is not one of those things you should drink.
How do you know that? I just want to know how you know that.
Have you met my house? There's glitter everywhere. There's glitter in cat hair. It's like a little fucking furatorium.
My God, not a great time to take a drink of my wine. I almost spit it out.
Oh, man.
Anyways, Dan, what are you drinking?
So tonight I am drinking the Duclaw Sweet Baby Jesus because Sweet Baby Jesus, this episode was wild.
Yeah, it was. Wait, is that a beer?
Yeah, it is. It's a chocolate peanut butter porter.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that beer. I think it's from... Ooh, is it from Pennsylvania? I think it's from Erie. Or maybe somewhere near Erie.
Wherever Dewclaw is, that's where it's from. Let me see if I can find it now.
Well, I think it's near Erie, but I could be wrong.
Side note for our readers. Mandy used to live in Erie. It was great.
They're not readers.
Did you say it was great?
I don't understand what you think happens. Do you think we talk and then print out a transcript and then we... put it on a blog, or
it's a thing where I like talk and I don't talk, but I don't listen either, so I'm not really sure what happens.
Dewclaw is actually in Maryland.
Oh, okay,
Amanda, you dumb fuck.
Guys, it's only like 4 states from Erie.
Guys, I'm such a dumb dumb.
Well, you are Gryffindor.
It was really, it was very reckless of you to just assume you knew where the shit was made.
Oh my god, I'll never do it again. It's the last time.
All right. Hey everybody. It's time for the Potion of Veto ceremony.
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is potion.
During this segment, one of us will win the coveted Potion of Veto. Winner? Nope.
Winner takes all.
Immerse the rest. Goodbye.
The winner can then veto any head of house nomination. To determine the winner, we will have a little contest based on our drink choices for tonight. Let's see what the contest is for tonight. Meesh.
To the randomizer.
All right. Unbelievable.
I wanted to say it.
It's random. tonight we're looking for the worst name.
God, it's not me, because Sweet Baby Jesus is a great name.
That is a great name. Yeah.
In my head I was like, clearly it's Amanda, because that's a terrible name. No thought went into it at all.
not our name, the name of the drink. If it was the name of a person, it would be a tie between Adam and Danny. Danny, because Danielle is basically just Michelle with different letters on front, and Mom, like, not lazy. And then Adam, because it's, like, literally the name of the first man ever, and Debbie, like, just stopped there and was like, I guess I'll call him Adam.
In all fairness, I'm not 100% sure she even read the Bible, so your theory's a little flawed.
But unfortunately, we were talking about the name of the drink. I don't think Fizzy's all that great of a name, but it's definitely...
But it won best name last week, so we can't give it worst name.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a good point.
Oh my god. That's such a sloppy thing to do, though. We should definitely give it.
Oh my god, your guys' podcast that 5 people listen to is sloppy?
You know Adam. What? 15 people okay. listened you know to what, last Adam? Week's episode. Thank you very much.
You know, oh, wait, what, you know what? You know what, Adam? You're e-voted out. Go.
All right.
I'm going to stay.
He will go. Do not say that.
Adam, what is your drink even named?
Well, vodka? My vodka. Named, it's vodka.
It's called Ruby Red.
Just Ruby Red.
What, oh, my God. Whatever the rest of that was going to be, doesn't matter. Adam wins, I think. Adam wins.
Yeah, I think Adam wins,
kicks
too.
Kicks Kylan out the door.
Okay, great. Yep. Very good. Adam wins. Congratulations.
Let's get into the Head of Household Nomination Sorting Ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the Head of Household to
place the sorting hat on your head, and you will be sorted into your houses.
Each of us has an assigned Hogwarts house for the week, and then we'll sort one Big Brother 23 house guests into that house. It will be the last time they're all distinct, because there's only 4 house guests left. Meesh, you go first. And I pointed.
Are you pointing? You're pointing at me?
I did.
It's very rude.
Did you feel it?
I did.
Pointing is rude.
It was very aggressive.
It was a very aggressive point. It might have even poked you.
This week I'm sorting the Hufflepuff of the week. And I am going to sort Kylan to Hufflepuff. Now, I just want to put a big fucking disclaimer on this shit. I don't actually think this man's in Hufflepuff, especially after the last few minutes of the episode. Any of the respect or genuine, like, feelings of fondness that I had for Kylan prior to that episode are gone. Yeah. This man is a piece of garbage. And I cannot believe that he would put X's nephew's name in his mouth like that, and I'm enraged on X's behalf. But that being said, this man did some deep sniffs on some tortillas this week, and so before all that went down, I was like, he was like locked into my head as Hufflepuff for that, because that's such a Hufflepuff move to just be like sniffing all this food. Because like after a certain point, it's like you're not sniffing it to see if it's still good anymore. You're just sniffing it because you like the smell of it, right? Like. Yeah. He was like, he's putting like the whole thing on. At one point, I thought he thought it was a wash rag and he was washing his face with it. Like at one point, I thought he was straight up licking it. I mean, it was like the whole pack and then just single tortilla. Like it was, I honestly was sitting there at gym going like, this is a bit for TV, right? This can't be real.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like it has to be like exaggerated.
Guys, can you imagine though, production sitting there and watching him like sniff an apple. Not all over it, put it back in the thing, sip a tortilla, wipe your nose with it, put it back inside the shell. All season long they've been doing this. They're like, oh yeah, we got so many clips for this bit, and they finally pulled the trigger.
I know, it's why I mean like and he was sniffing a lot of stuff besides food, but there were like some real deep sniffs on food, particularly the tortillas. I feel like it's just like a real Hufflepuff vibe, so I had to kind of put him in Hufflepuff for that. Also, the sniffing of the piece of floss, I was like, "That's what is that? That's so gross." And then Jim goes, "Yeah, I do that. I'm not even fucking messing with you. I'm not even fucking messing with you." He said that it's because he doesn't listen to this podcast. So he's never gonna know it.
No, because I was really interested as to why. There has to be a reason.
He said it's because you can tell by the smell of what comes on the floss if it's been too long since the last time you flossed. He's like, so I smelled to see like, should I be flossing more? And I was like, well, you should floss every day. And he's like, well, I'm not. And I'm like, well, then you don't need to sniff your fucking floss. You're not flossing enough.
Wow. What?
That's a great point. Weird.
I have never seen anybody sniff so hard since Every Room I've Ever Farted In. And that's a lot of room.
Everybody just closes their nose when Adam's around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fart
guys,
bubble.
It's not my fault. Like, cheese, pizza,
everything.
Have you seen a doctor?
Please do not name off everything that makes you fart.
I've even tried to do a Clonics thingy with, like, mm-hmm. the pills that, like, clean that
I'm
under
sure it made
area
it worse.
Out. No, it gave me stomach cramps for weeks, and it was terrible. Oh, yeah. And it helped for like 2 days, and it did not go well afterwards. We'll just say
I feel bad for Danny.
There was some toilet action.
Okay, sure. All right, great, Amanda. Who are you sorting this week? Jesus.
So I have the Slytherin of the week, and originally I was gonna put DF. Into Slytherin because I just don't understand why he was like attacking Oz, and he just really showed how misogynistic he is. And I feel like bad saying that because I know he's an actual person, but yeah, I'm calling him that because he is. So
it's fine.
Like
story, Twitter's saying it too.
Okay, yeah, I know. That's why I didn't feel as bad because I know that everyone thinks that. But then I saw that last, like, what, like 5 minutes of Big Brother with Kylan getting evicted. And I think that I need to put Kylan into Slytherin because, my goodness gracious. I mean, we already talked about Kylan. We're not going to talk about him anymore. But Jesus, why? I was at a loss for words. And I agree with Michelle. Like, all of my respect has gone for him. And I liked you, Kylan, and I knew I shouldn't have liked you. I knew it. We talked about this last week.
Right. I liked him in spite of the fact that he was kind of, like, frankly, unlikable. And I was like, I like him anyway for some dumb reasons. That's just gone forever. And I regret it.
Right? Gosh, why did he think that was okay to say? And I understand, like, I can give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt because he was emotional because he was leaving the house and he got blindsided and... That's a
no, dude. It's live TV.
I know.
Yeah. But guys,
I know.
Tone it down.
Can we take a second to thank Big Brother Production? All week they have been talking about how we'll give Kylan a heads up during the episode after we use the veto that he's the one going home. That way he won't be shocked and we won't have to deal with it. We're just gonna let him be fine until then, and then we'll tell him during the show. And production's like, oh fuck no. We're not giving you a commercial, Blake. We're going to go right from the veto to the eviction so you guys have nothing and we'll see all the blindside.
If production consciously made that decision, I definitely applaud them.
Yeah.
We got like almost no blindsides this season. This was a massive one. It was great to see. And I'm still so shocked that Kylan reacted that way. It's like, I mean, to a certain extent, I'm here for pettiness, but also like, I'm not going to respect that. You know what I mean? So like, I'm watching, I'm like, oh, eating popcorn, like this is hilarious, but also like, damn it, Kylan, like fuck off, you know?
There could have been, there's so many other avenues you could have taken, which would have been like, just not even mentioning the most important person, obviously, in X's life. Like, it was just a low blow. I do want to just say, I had just listened to our last episode, and Michelle, you were saying that you're like, I cannot wait for X to just like blindside Kylan and drop his ass. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen this week.
I know. I told Jim, I was like, I fucking called this shit. I was can't wait for X to have the veto, be the sole vote to evict, to drop Kylan's ass. And that's not exactly how it went down. No, that's pretty much how it went down.
I mean, either way, he was going to put Azza as the, you know, if DF was like, oh, I can't do this, he was going to give Azza the opportunity to evict. Yeah. Either way, it would have worked out for X's favor.
I wish she'd done that. That would have been a wild.
You know what I did? I called the X is going to lose in the final two, and I'm still hoping for that, but we can discuss that later in the keeper section.
Let's talk about that later. All right, so Amanda, great choice. Kylan burnt the fucking ground like a true Slytherin. Slytherin? What are we? Slytherins?
Yeah, Slytherin.
He scorched the earth, and he said, hey, by the way, also, I'll come back. Just invite me. I'll be right here.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, feet. I feel like he just is like, he's all about himself, which is just so wild.
Slytherin, right? Yeah, like, great.
I'm so upset with Kylan and his antics, but that's okay. Okay, anyways, moving on. Adam, why don't you do the Gryffindor? Have we done Adam yet? I can't remember.
No.
Okay, Adam. I
don't know.
Well, Danny has at least once, but
not in a long time.
That's true. At least one time. There's proof.
It's been at least a week. And okay, this week's Gryffindor of the Week gotta go to DF. Because you gotta stand in front of people and say, bye. And he didn't even know he had to do it because he doesn't watch the show. And so as much as they promoted him as a Big Brother fan, he was like, wait. Final Four has to stand in front of them and say goodbye. And so he waffled back and forth like a true Gryffindor. What am I going to do? This is so me. I have to make all these decisions, even though I've done nothing for an entire year. And now it's like finale time. And I finally had to make a decision. And, you know, he went out there and he did it. Good job making the right one. I mean, either of the two are going to take you. All three of them are going to take you. You really are going to get $75,000 no matter what. So good for you. You look happy and healthy. Not me, if you ever care to ask.
I thought if we're talking about DF, I thought it was just so weird how he was like saying so much how he was carrying Azza to the end.
So mean.
When Oz is the one who won an HOH. She didn't even ever win an HOH.
He came in second three times in a comp, so he's like kind of a compies.
I will say, he is a Gryffindor fashion, never actually making the thing go through, but always taking credit for it.
Yeah, oh, that's true. I agree with you on that.
The craziest thing about it was like he's waffling between Azza, who will take him to the final two, and Kylan, who has admitted he will not. What the fuck are we even talking about?
Well, no, I know. You guys, they did not show on the feeds, or they didn't show on the show what actually happened at the feeds last night, which is that Kylan told Derek that he didn't do anything this season, and that because he was so confident that X was going to use the veto on him and that he was getting the vote to evict, that he was basically saying to Derek, yeah, you didn't do anything, and you rode our coattails, and, you know, you're just overplaying your game here now.
What Yikes. An idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an idiot. That I think we saw a little bit of that, but we didn't get, like, the background.
I think they may show it tomorrow's episode in flashbacks.
Yeah, probably.
Because we definitely saw Kylan telling DF, like, you never had to make these hard decisions.
Yeah, he was a terrible all week, but I'm pretty sure it got worse as the week went on.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was a different conversation than that conversation.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, yeah, Kylan obviously was feeling the pressure and I think saying a lot of things that he wasn't thinking through, so.
Under pressure.
Hey, Danny, who are you sorting into the other house?
Which house? Ravenclaw.
Yes, I have the Ravenclaw this week, guys, and guess who's going in the Ravenclaw?
Is it
Kylan? He was 100% the Ravenclaw this week.
Oh,
he would definitely put himself in Ravenclaw. He thinks he's the smartest person in the house.
He would put himself in every house.
Yes, yeah, probably. And like he told DF, he did way more than him. So he's a smart ass and he tells all kinds of corporations that they suck. He's a full on know it all and kind of an evil genius, thinking he is entitled to make Final Two. Like he really thought it was his God given right to go to Final Two.
Well, have you
because
seen
he's
him?
A Ravenclaw. Because he's smart like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what game Kylan thinks he's playing, but this isn't fucking Boy Scouts merit badge. Brother, it's Big Brother, because like the way that he to I think he said this to Derek Effery was like, I've just done, or like compared to Oz, I've done more. That's not a reason for Derek to take you fucking anywhere, Kylan.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you think you're playing.
The game.
Yeah.
Like he, if anything, that should be Julie. That like representation, like somebody needed to deserve to win, not just be taken to the end. Like there's a whole game going on behind you, Kylan, and you're just like only thinking about yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
He has this like pride ego issue that I will never understand. Like. You are the only reason why you didn't win this. He was fully capable of winning this game because he is so good at competitions. But he's like, I have to beat the best.
Are you pissing? Are you pissing at him? I swear to God.
It was a sink. I already peed. I put you guys on mute for that part.
I thought you were like slurping with a straw.
No, I thought he was pouring a drink in his glass.
No, I was putting water in my glass. But Amanda wins. Points for Amanda. She's going to be the last stage. Wait, you guys all get fucking evicted.
Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus.
I love how Adam goes so extreme with things. It's the best.
I may be a little bit drunk.
No, I'm e-shocked. All right, whatever. Anyway, continue.
Anyways, so I can't even remember what I was saying, but I just think that Kylan's very prideful and he has this mentality that he has to beat, in order to be the best, he has to beat the best or like whatever. Like, it doesn't matter.
You're and clearly quoting him from like four episodes.
The fact that
it was a dumb quote. He's dumb. He's not dumb. Actually Ravenclaw. I just think
right.
I wanted to be sloppy tonight.
All right, well, here's what I want to know. What? Adam, as the only person to not sort Kylan into your house and the Potion of Veto holder, what you gonna do?
Well, guess what, guys? I'm gonna throw a wrench in all of your schemes because this week, it doesn't matter if the veto's used in the live show because there's no fucking veto! And I am going to use the power of veto to...
It's a Potion of Veto.
That was so anticlimactic.
Guys, I got a little power hunger. I'm a Slytherin. Just let me have it. And I'm going to use the Potion of Veto to make Azza the Ravenclaw of the Week. Why? Because all week long, no matter what conversation she was in, she put her resume first. And she's like, guess what, guys? No matter who you guys are against, you're going to beat me. You're going to beat me here. Oh, hey, DF can't vote out Kylan. Guess what? I'm right here. I'm going to vote him out. Like, just put me in the game. Like, put me out there. I will take him out. I don't care.
Put me in, coach.
Literally, no matter how many people told her she was not going to make the final three in the Guys Alliance, she literally went out there and was just like, nope. I just put me in. I'll do it. Put me right there. I'll get rid of him. I don't care if you don't want to make the decision or not. And guess who's sitting in the final three? Azza. And guess who's going, if she somehow wins the final HOH, which I get it's a stretch against X because obviously everyone's expecting X to win, but someone has to be there against him. And it is going to be questions against the jury in the final thing, no matter what. Usually it is for like the last eight seasons for some reason, even though everyone hates that competition. Then she has a chance to win it. And if she wins it, she's going to take DF and she's going to win the whole game. So, Azza, you are the Ravenclaw of the week. Danny, sorry, girl.
Oh my god, how insane will it be if she wins HOH and takes X out? That would be
honestly
crazy.
She would definitely deserve to win at that point.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think this is
gonna happen, but
she knows it's her path to victory. I think that there is a 33% chance it's gonna happen at this point.
There's a non-zero chance because like she could theoretically win that first HOH.
Non-zero chance.
I think that the chances of
this is a 0% chance Derek F wins HOH.
Can we talk about how hilarious it would be if Aza and DF win the first two parts of the final HOH and X has to sit in there for an entire week? No, his fate is basically sealed.
That'd be amazing.
Honestly, DF would probably still take him. I don't understand.
I don't think he's that stupid. I think he knows that. Yeah. He's probably gonna. He does not want a girl to win, but he's got to know that his chances are better against Aza than X. And honestly, production is probably gonna make him like nudge that way, right?
I don't know.
I think production's gonna want Xavier to win.
I feel like something that's so obvious has got to be like, hey, Look around.
Look at where you are. Look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle.
What the heck is that from?
So from Hamilton, you fucking plebeian.
Wow. Woo! Things got heated.
Hey guys.
Quick,
guys.
All right. No.
Some people are more cultured than others. Amanda's not one of them.
I'm sorry.
She's the type of girl that packs balloons in a balloon box, am I right?
Justin, okay, he labeled that box. He packed it for me.
I just love that he spelled balloons wrong.
I just love the fact that we stress so much about carrying every single heavy thing into your apartment, and you guys pack so efficiently to put balloons in their own box.
Well, I picked up the box, and I was like, wow, I think there really is balloons in this box.
My God, I was dying when I opened up that box today. It's so funny. I had to show Danny right away because I was like, we were really discussing that.
Yeah, we were.
Back out on books. I should have carried balloons instead.
You should have.
All right, guys, let's talk about our keeper for the week.
Keepers need to be quick. Agile. I like my chances.
Normally, what we would talk about for who's your keeper is, you know, your favorite and who you want to keep around for another week and who you want to go far. But we're like at the end here. And I think this week we're just going to say, who's your winner?
Yes. I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
So Adam seems shocked by that. So I won't make him go first. Danny, why don't you go first?
So as I've said earlier, I really want X to get to final two and lose. I love a good laugh at the end.
Jim will fucking explode.
I know, right?
I'm not shocked. Jim and
Jim will be mad or he'll be happy.
He'll be mad.
I prefer comedies.
Hold on. I really think that Jim and X are very, very similar personalities, and I would love to bounce them up against each other in a like analysis podcast at some point.
Okay, we'll get them both on. Can't even get Jim on the sub. He's starting that.
Yeah, Jim won't even listen to this shit, let alone can we get to get X.
Well, like, if X was here, Jim would probably join, right?
Yeah, maybe. That's true. What, Adam?
Okay. I said I won't listen either, but somehow I'm on it.
I mean, I think that X probably deserves to win, but I just really love a blindside at the end, and so I am rooting for my girl, Aza. Or, no. If he's against DF, then I want X to win. I will hold my pride and just deal with the fact that I was wrong.
Should we do who you don't want to win instead?
No, we're doing winner.
Well, yeah, I think we can all agree that we don't want DF to win.
Yeah, truth.
Yep. So I think there you have it. There you have it. We all don't want DF to win. There's your segment, Adam.
Okay, Amanda, who do you want to win?
So I'm going to choose Aza to stay, and she's my keeper. I want her to win. However, I'm not happy with how she, like, went totally against the women and wanted Chada out. And I don't understand that. I don't think it was good for her game. I think she realized that because she was like, as soon as she found out that DF had those final two deals with X and Kylan, she was like, oh, well, I should have gotten one of the guys out last week. And I understand that that's not like she didn't know, but you could have known, like, if you paid attention more. Yeah, maybe if
she had listened to Tiffany and Hannah, who told her the guys were working together.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, and she was approached by Tiffany and Hannah together. It just blows me. However, I'm still going to want to keep Oz. I do want her to win. Yeah, if I don't have her to win, I want X to win, obviously. So
yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't think Oz would play the best game. I just think it would be a really funny ending if she won.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
I would not laugh as hard if DF won. Mm-mm. Definitely not.
All right, guys. I know it's going to be a little bit of shock, but I'm thinking that the winner of the season is going to be Travis because he just played the best game. Yeah. I don't even, like...
And he really wants to sleep, you know?
Hey,
yeah. He I haven't seen that guy in weeks.
He gave a great lap dance. I haven't seen a lap dance. It was really, really, really soulful and Abby. And
soulful, yeah.
Yeah, he put his soul into that lap dance.
That's all he did on this season. That's all he's remembered for.
Honestly, like, if you're going to get remembered for one thing and it's your abs and a, like, lap dance, it's an okay thing to be remembered for. You could do worse.
That's true.
15 other people in the cast.
So who are you keeping?
I think it was someone on the show.
It was Travis.
You can't keep Travis. He's not there anymore. He's gone.
You can't win anymore?
He can win America's. He can
15 years.
He can win America's favorite house guest.
Nah,
he's not going to.
We've got somebody for that already. America.
Anyway, all right. In all seriousness, I'm going to go with my girl Azza because you guys know I love drama. Drama's my favorite thing in the world.
You are the drama.
I am right. If I can't be the drama, I will create the drama and. Ozza's doing that right now because when Ozza and X make it to the winning the first and second final things of the final HOH, it's going to create the drama for the final episode. I'm pretty sure that's what production's banking on anyways, because if Ozza wins, she's going to take DF and win. And if X wins, he's going to take DF and win. And so it's all going to come down to that.
To that HOH. Right there.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great thing because there are so many people in the jury right now. I don't know if you guys saw this. Like, a lot of girls there in DX.
Yeah, a lot of girls in DX.
All of them are rooting for Ozza to pull this out, even though she's basically not supported them all season. So, go Ozza!
Except Sarah Beth. She will not vote for Ozza. That's fine. Whatever.
She could.
Yeah, she made that clear.
It is really disappointing to me that Ozza is the last woman standing in... did so very little to help her fellow women out.
Yes, I 100% agree.
It's and I mean, it's not like that's new in Big Brother. There's a lot of women who are the last woman standing for some reason are proud of that and then go on to lose spectacularly. You're shocking no one. So while I totally am with you guys as far as wanting to see drama and wanting to see X lose, I am going to pick X as my winner slash keeper because I do think he obviously has played the best game of the three people left. He's a little bit boring, but I do respect his game. And I respect him as a person, too, for the most part. I think he's played a good, like, nice game while still having to be cutthroat and everything because it's fucking Big Brother and that big Boy Scouts. So as much as I want to be with you guys, I just don't like Ozza enough to.
I feel like.
But I will say if she wins, I'm not going to laugh. I'll laugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Like, obviously, like... X has played the best game of the three for sure. He deserves the win. But, you know, anybody that gets the final two deserves to win, except if Victoria had made there in BB16, she would not have deserved it. Mm-hmm. But anybody in this season, I do think, would deserve it. I would only laugh at Ozza, but yes, X definitely deserves it the most.
Can I just say that is very, very, very non-legitimate coming from Michelle because she's basically married to the white version of X. So...
Can I just say that we just got a little pop-up note from Danny that says BRB got to pee real bad?
I thought maybe if I had sent the message, you guys would have just kept going without me for a second.
Well, we couldn't because my cat's being annoying again, so.
Time for Ask the BB Professors. Mandy, do you have any questions for us this week?
Yes, I do. Dear BB Professor Sirs, is Kylan going to go to the jury house?
Yes. So what they're going to do, Manda, is they're going to have like what's... They call it a round table where all the jurors kind of talk about the final three and who they want to win and who, like, how they feel about everybody. It's usually moderated by someone who's played BB before, like a Dan or a Dr. Will or whatever. And what happens is everybody's seated and they talk for a little bit about who they think they're is going to be the next juror to come in. And then that person who comes in fourth. So Kyle, in this case, walks in and everybody's like, oh, and they react. But then after that, he will go to the jury house for like, I don't know what, like a couple days. Do you have any more questions for us?
So I know that now we can vote for the America's favorite player.
Yeah.
Who?
How do I vote for DX?
you text his name to 97979. His full name,
because there's two Derek's.
It's just Derek X, probably.
Make sure you put an X because otherwise it goes to F.
They will tell you if you voted incorrectly.
I think that's why DF won a whole bunch of BB bucks because people weren't indicating which Derek they were voting for.
No, it's because casuals like Derek.
What is a casual? Like. Dear BB Professor Sirs, are we casuals?
No.
Casuals are people who only watch the edited episodes and don't engage in any outside like discussion or reading or anything like that. So just by virtue of us podcasting about this show, we are not casuals.
Okay, but I can't think that they would like DF after this edited version.
That Amanda's still casual.
No, Amanda's been really heavy on Twitter.
Yeah,
not like posting, but like reading
and hamster watch.
Amanda, do you have any other questions?
So I think that's all I have. Thank you, BB Professors.
I have a question for the professors.
Oh,
no,
okay, go ahead.
Dear professors, do you think Kylan's tantrum on his way out was
epic,
a moment for history and something that everybody will remember as one of the biggest tantrums in the BB house?
I do, yeah, for sure. Because I can't even think of another time it was that tense when someone was walking out the door on eviction night.
They're usually very civil.
Yeah.
Usually very civil because they know it's coming. He was just like, fuck you guys, I'm coming back. Everyone loves me.
He was just standing there talking to them and he wasn't leaving. I was like, dude, just leave.
He wasn't leaving because he knew he had something to say. And he was like, just gearing up to say it. But like,
we know Kylan, he does not shut up. So.
I think people are either, they know it's coming, so they're composed, or they're so shocked by the blindside, they just sort of numbly walk out of the house. But Kylan is so sure that he is God's gift to humanity and Big Brother that he skipped over the shock and the numbness and just went straight for like, well, this is bullshit. Why would you do this to me? I know I did this to other people. Like, I know I kind of did this to Sarah Beth, but why would you do this to me? And just like kind of went for it. So I cannot think of another time that this has happened on Big Brother US or Canada, honestly.
No, I will say if they bring him back, it is a disservice to Big Brother.
Oh, like, I agree. They should not bring the Cecil back.
They should never bring him back.
Well, he made that happen by bringing up X's nephew. Like, they probably could have brought back Kylan, but with that comment at the end, like, it's a no-go.
That was quite the episode, though.
What was Kylan thinking?
Thank you for listening to week 12 of this Sloppy Slop. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat, Twitter at sloppysorting, TikTok at sloppysortinghat, and on Facebook. And if you haven't yet, start listening to Sloppy Sorting Hat, where we sloppily sort the characters from our popular movies, books, and TV shows into Hogwarts houses. And we've been going for 2 years.
Woo!
So start listening now.
From outside our computer screens, this has been the Sloppy Slop. And I really think that Julie says it best. Love one another, everyone. Good night. DX for America's favorite player. Woo!
Except make it Tiffany. Woo!